Ah, it's unbelievable. Look at it. It's fantastic. I mean, it's hard to describe it in words, to be honest. Like, you know, that we were nearly afraid to dream there after the Connacht final of talking about Croke Park and, you know, the brilliant goal that was at the end of this game. And thankfully, the lads kept their feet on the ground, kept focused. Everything was good. I knew the build-up to this was good. Everyone was in good form and I was expecting a good performance. And I thought it was very disciplined, very, very well organised and gave the ball away a few times. But at the same time, we held out, kept our nerve and didn't give them any goal chances. And that was the thing.
Watching the whole campaign to date, you always seem to start very well. You showed that against Ball when they were tipped to be red hot favourites that day, and you really started well that day. No more like today, you showed your desire from the start.
Yeah, that's it. And much the same, actually. We did compare Red Hughes to Ball in the same way that you have to get out of the blocks early against Red Hughes. You have to get up early and make them come out and attack us and open up their defensive system. And that's what we've done. And, you know, I couldn't have planned it any better. And I suppose the goal really capped it off. We needed the goal to win the game. And fortunately, James popped up and got it. And we couldn't have planned it out any better, you know. So
were you a bit nervous at any stage? They started off fairly well in the second half as well.
We expected that. We spoke about this, that when you're playing these type of good teams, they're playing the Ulster champions and whoever we play the next day, they're going to get on top for certain periods. And the main thing is not to give 4 or 5 points away, or 3 or 4 points away. If they get 1 or 2, that's fine, you know. We limit them to that, but we don't want to give away 1, 2, or, you know. So and that worked out well. And, you know, look, we're absolutely delighted, you know.
And the big pitch will probably suit you as well.
Of course, Croke Park suits everyone, you know. We're going up there to play our game and see what happens. And look at it, that was the goal. The goal was to get to Croke Park. I mean, we set small goals, big goals. The goal was to get to Croke Park, you know. So, and we've reached that now.
Just a small word on two or three players you really soldiered last couple of years before you were tired. Eugene Mullen caught some serious balls, and Noel Maguire led from by example.
Yeah,
along with the young lads as well.
Yeah, I thought those two guys were fantastic today. I mean Noel was brilliant from start to finish. I mean, he led the line from the back there, making his runs out, carrying out ball. Eugene caught a couple of vital ones there in the middle of the pitch, and you know, they're great. They're an inspiration to the younger lads. And I mean, you have, you know, the big, it's a great day for the parish. I mean, you have Andrew Cullen there, just turned 18 playing, and you have Noel there at the other end of it, like, you know. So
he wouldn't like to tell you what age he is.
He's 40, but he'd be alright. He looks like 25, so he's fine, you know. So
One player wouldn't always get the headlines as well. I thought Shane Kilgallen in goals as well pulled off some great balls under the crossbar as well.
Yeah, Shane had a great game today, you know. He dealt with every high ball that comes in. He's a big lad and he's well able to deal with them, and that's one thing he's very good at. So he came out with a few balls as well. And look at every one of them lads that played today, subs and everything were fantastic. Every one of them, you know, you couldn't fault one of them, like, you know. So
I suppose as well, you'd be a big West Sligo.
Sorry?
You know, you're a big Eastie supporter and West Sligo supporter.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be the first ever Sligo team to get to Croke Park?
Yeah, I didn't know that until today now. So look at it, that's brilliant, like, you know. So.